right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, February 18, 2025, called to order. Invocation by Reverend Jim Kinder, Orange Beach United Methodist Church, followed by our pledge of allegiance. Any special gifts?
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, acknowledging that you're our source of wisdom, justice, and truth. We simply ask for your presence in this meeting, that you would guide our thoughts, our words, and our decisions. Lord, you have placed each person here in a position of leadership, and we pray for their discernment. We thank you for their integrity, humility, and their deep sense of service to our community. Help all of us to seek the common good and to uphold righteousness and to honor you. We lift up our city, its families, businesses, schools, churches. May your hand of protection be upon us and blessings continue upon us. Strengthen our bonds of unity within the community and help us to work together in peace and understanding. May your light shine through us to our many guests, inspiring them to seek and to follow you. Lord, we also pray for our nation and its leaders, that they too may seek your wisdom and direction in all things. May we be mindful that you are ultimate hope and trust. We commit this meeting and the decisions that we make into your hands, asking your will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jim.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Boylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor
Kay. Here. Okay, motion to set the right agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Concerning previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting and committee of the whole, 128 of 25. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there corrections to minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Well, Mayor, we've got a busy weekend. We've got the Arbor Day this Saturday morning. Woody's got the trees coming, I think, Thursday. And then we got the Seafood Festival. Can't remember. It's been so many years. What is it? The 60th?
33rd annual.
33rd annual Seafood Festival at the Wharf, so we'll all be busy. Looks like the weather's going to warm up and be nice and beautiful. And I expect to see everybody out there. Smile.
Anyone else?
Or could you introduce Michelle for everyone? And then Nicole, would you introduce Jamie after that?
Yes, for Hanley City Administrator, love to introduce Michelle Bugos as our new HR Director, adding to our great HR team that we already have. And so she's coming to us from Coastal and is great as the city continues to grow and we continue to add more employees and everything, is a great addition. So I'd like to introduce Michelle.
Yay.
Hi, Nicole R., Parks and Recreation Director. I want to introduce you to Jamie Robertson. She is our new Community Programs Director, and she's going to be developing all kinds of robust programs for the entire community for all ages. Please welcome.
Thank you.
That's all the news.
Jamie, right? Can you give us an outline of your program? Anybody else?
We're good.
All right. Moving to our accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest found in the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply and within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Oh, proclamation. To declare February 22, 2025 is Arbor Day. Whereas we in Orange Beach, Alabama recognize National Arbor Day Foundation helps to promote the planting of trees in Orange Beach. Now therefore to be proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that February 22, 2025 is Arbor Day in the city of Orange Beach. Anybody here representing?
Woody. Woody has two young sons.
Yes. True. Yeah, true. True. No, it's you. I wouldn't have read. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Really good.
do you?
Every year, right here, bud.
So, every year, you know, we do the Arbor Day thing. It's always a hit. A lot of community buy-in every year. We got a lot of volunteers this year, so it should be a lot of fun. One thing that's a little different is we have citrus trees this year, so there'll be a lot of demand, and I have a feeling that we'll get a lot of early birds, so that should be fun. We put them to work, though, so if any early birds are listening, you got to unload those trees with us before you get to take any home. That's a lot of trees.
It's a lot of trees.
So get ready, but we're excited.
What time are we kicking off?
Kickoff at 8 o'clock.
So, Joni, you don't get there till 9, I'll be there.
It's always a good time, despite the early birds. It's fun, and everybody enjoys it. So
bring your driver's license so that we know that you're
proof
an Orange Beach resident, and you can take a couple of trees with you.
Yeah, it's always a good time. So just want to say thanks to you guys for supporting us every year.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Fine young man, my dear.
Why and Z?
I'm gonna do a little intro here since they're here with me. This is Fisher. Can you say hi?
Hi.
This is Sutler right here.
Hi.
They're just here for support. Mommy was working, so.
There you go.
We're gonna hang out for a few more minutes.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good
job.
Glad to have you, boys.
Yes, glad to have you.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you.
So, since we're on announcements, the girls are playing in Montgomery right now, and at the end of the third quarter, they're winning 23-21.
And our boys' basketball, they kick off here in about 45 minutes. They're up there also.
Okay, moving ordinances, second reading, ordinance amending Chapter 30 Code of Ordinances, wildlife-friendly lighting. Establish outdoor lighting standards for wildlife and beach overlay district.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion.
Thank you, Nicole and Jeff.
Yes.
For all your work on this.
And Jeff gave us some update in the workshop today. Thank you.
Yes. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Sutherland?
Here. Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Here.
Sorry.
Yeah, that is scary. I'm out of somewhere else. Moving new business under miscellaneous. Approval of restaurant liquor, retail liquor license. Ships Dockside Grill, Marina Way.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
We're glad to have you on Marina Road.
That's right.
Thank you. Good to be back. Thank you very much.
Time frame?
Soft opening March 17th.
Excellent.
Very good.
So I think we'll make it. So, yeah.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
You are back home.
By the way, this is my daughter, Camilla. She's my partner now. It's been in the business since we started 15 years ago. So she's going to be my partner in the whole deal. So we're excited.
She's grown up a little bit.
She's grown up a lot. Thank you guys for having us back.
Yep. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for coming back.
So y'all going to have like, one of those soft openings where it's free food?
We'll see about that.
All right. Approval of special retail liquor license application for event concessions. 2025 Wharf Boat Show, March 21st through 23rd.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of the First Amendment to the consultant agreement with the Andy Andrews Group to extend an employee training program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution of support for Baldwin County multimodal connectivity vision plan.
It's a mouthful.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding bid for an Enduris wireless radiography system, Coastal Alabama Sea Turtle Center, mini x-ray, $40,096.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing surplus and trade-in two vehicles owned by the city of Orange Beach, awarding the bid for two vehicles to Coastal Resources Department to Eastern Shore Toyota, $51,952 after trade-in.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for a vehicle for the police department, Hardy Chevrolet Buick, $55,898.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services group, Moffett and Nickel, Natural Resources Consulting and Engineering Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution establishing fees for expect excellent summer camp program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing members and reappointing existing members to the Legislative Review Committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving to public hearings. First one is Cactus Cantina, PUD Reversion. This works presentation. Council will ask questions, then we'll open the floor for comment and discussion, then close the floor and move on. Take it away, Rick.
Yes, this is the Cactus Cantina PUD Reversion. Back in 2022, the Cactus Cantina PUD was approved on the lot that's north of Dollar General and Rose Lane, Highway 161. PUD was for the restaurant and another commercial building. That PUD expired in 2023. They never came back. We thought they were going to come back, but they never did. And so what we're doing is going through our, what we're required to do by ordinance to change the zoning map back from PUD to neighborhood business. So if you look on the screen, the zoning map that you see on the right, that purple box will go to green. But go back to neighborhood business on the zoning map.
Thank you.
Questions? 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 Okay. All right. Floor is open for discussion and comment. Okay, if not, move on. Public hearing. Coastal Cottages PUD.
Yeah, this is a PUD request. The property is located west of the Foley Beach Express, North of Brown Lane, East of Roscoe Road, and south of Bradford Road. It's currently zoned general business, and the request is preliminary and final PUD approval to rezone from general business to PUD for a townhouse subdivision containing 136 lots. This property was formerly part of the Riverwalk Family Bayou PUD. Planning Commission considered it, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 7-0 vote. If we go to our next slide, and this is just aerial imagery, X marking the spot where the subject property is located. If we go to our next slide, these are just street views from Roscoe Road and then Bradford Road. Next slide will just give you an overall look at the PUD master plan. And then our next slide is going to give you the subdivision layout showing the roads and then the 136 lots. Next slide will be the townhouse lot layout. There'll be two types of lots. You'll have the exterior units or exterior lots. Those are 24 by 98. They'll have a 10-foot rear and then a 40-foot front setback. And then you have the interior units, and those will be 20 by 98 lots. And again, they'll have the 10-foot rear and then 40-foot front setback. If we go to our next slide. And this just gives you the townhouse, what the building elevations will look like. Our next slide is project information. The site's 42 acres. They'll subdivide it where there will be a north lot that will cover 25 acres. That's where the townhouse subdivision will be located. And then there'll be a south lot that'll be 17 acres. That'll be primarily wetlands, but it'll be along Brown Lane. The density proposed is 5.5 units per acre. That's, again, 136 lots being proposed. There'll be 26 buildings in this development. 10 of the buildings will be four-unit buildings, and then 16 will be the six-unit buildings. Meets all the building perimeter setbacks. Common area is 88%. That'll be landscape areas, wetlands, stormwater retention ponds, streets, sidewalks, walking trails, and bike paths. The townhouse, as you see previously, they were two-story units. Landscaping, they're going to retain 60 feet of existing vegetation on the northwest boundary abutting the agricultural zone property. They'll maintain their existing vegetation on the east side along the beach, Foley Beach Express. They will preserve their existing wetlands on the southwest and south sides of the property. And landscaping will be provided internally around the streets, the buildings, and the walking path and the stormwater ponds. On what was submitted to the Planning Commission, we did recommend that they added a perimeter landscaping along the road at the entrances on Bradford Road and also Roscoe Road. Next slide. This just gives you the townhouse building and lots. The end units are going to be four-bedroom units. They'll provide a total of six total parking spaces for those four-bedroom units. And that'll be two in the garage spaces and then four spaces in the driveway. And then the internal or the inner units will be three bedrooms. And there are two parking spaces that provide four. That would be one in the garage and then three in the driveway. We go to the next slide, and this is just the parking review. Overall, there are 351 spaces, and we did it counting the garages and then not counting the garages, and in both cases they do exceed the parking requirement. They also have a mail kiosk area where they have six additional parking spaces. Next slide. This is the deviation of zoning ordinance and subdivision regulations, and a lot of these, the first three are typical that you have for a townhouse subdivision with lot area, lot width, and then setback requests, particularly zero lot lines on the side setbacks. They were asking for additional one with the spaces between buildings, and when you have more than one building on the side, the two sidewalls are facing each other, you have to have 20-foot separation. They're asking for that to be reduced to 15 feet in about 16 instances in the development. And then with the right-of-way width, they're asking for it to be reduced from 60 feet to 50 feet. Next slide. Again, purpose of the PUDs are a townhouse subdivision where they'll have 136 units that'll be fee simple ownership. In the townhouse subdivision, you can only achieve this through a PUD zoning in our zoning ordinance. They're going to have the road and the sidewalks within their proposed right-of-way. We just had asked some clarification on what type of solid waste disposal, or they're going to have the rollout bins. If not, then you'll have to have a centralized dumpster facility located somewhere in the development. Again, more landscaping along the roads, and after the PUD approval, they'll have to get subdivision approval to establish the townhouse subdivision. Next slide. The by right plan under GB zoning, they submitted one that shows 17 total buildings, 416 total units, 958 parking spaces. These are two and three bedroom units. Density at 16.7 units per acre. Again, with this proposal is 136. They did come in a couple weeks ago for the Planning Commission, did a site plan review approval for the same thing, and they did increase, reduced all the because it was just under a condominium type ownership, not a fee simple ownership, so it was not a townhouse subdivision. And so next slide, and this was just a condition of approval that we had at the Planning Commission.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go back to the site plan overview? I want to look at the accesses again. I believe you said Roscoe and?
Yeah, that'll be Roscoe to the west and then Bradford to the north.
Bradford to the north. Now, you said something about abutting the agricultural zone.
There's a little at the intersection of, I think, Bradford and Roscoe. There is a parcel that's zoned NG.
Okay. And that's going to be left untouched?
That's right.
Okay. So we have two access points, Bradford Road, Roscoe Road. Highly landscaped on the outside. Buffers, serving as buffers. Okay. So that corner section over there, the corner of Roscoe Road and Bradford, that's the agricultural, that's going to be left alone?
That's right.
Serves as a buffer for now, huh? It's quite buffered all the way down, what is that, County Road 4 to the south? You said something about Brown Lane. Brown Lane, is that considered County Road 4?
That's right. It's south of the lot. You see where it says Lot 2? It's down to the south. It'll be to the south of the head.
Okay. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right.
What did you say the by right density was versus?
The by right density showed it was at 16 point, under their by right plan, it was 16.7 units per acre. And with this proposal they have, it's 5.5.
Mm-hmm. Or versus 400 and some odd units versus 136.
That's correct.
Of what they're proposed to do, but by right, they can build at least 400, maybe more.
That's right.
Any other questions? All right, this time we're open to the floor. Anyone that might make a comment or ask a question?
I'm representing the project. If y'all have any specific questions for me.
Thank you. Okay, if not, we're going to close the public hearing and move to the next. Yeah, public hearing. Okay. Beach Hill House. You got to let me announce. How long have we been doing this? Beach Hill is a pedestrian-oriented sidewalk.
Yeah, this is a request from the Community Development Department Plan Commission, approval of zoning text amendment dealing with section 10.0306. And this is regarding the pedestrian-oriented area and the sidewalk in the beach overlay district. Currently, any new development that comes in the beach overlay district, and that's anything touching Highway 182, required to have a pedestrian-oriented area in the front, about 20 feet, and within that 20 feet, you have to have a sidewalk at least 8 feet in width. That's what we require for new developments. The proposal is to remove the POA and sidewalk requirements for developments in the beach overlay district. There was some things, the proposal that had gone to Planning Commission, and there was things, you know, this has been on the books for 20 years. It was passed in 05. And we just have a lot of sidewalks. It start, and then it would stop, and then go down the road, it would start again. So I think, you know, the thing was the intention was to have a continuous sidewalk along 182. In 20 years, we just have a lot of stop and starting along that. So that was the request, and when it went to Planning Commission, it was to just remove it from residential and condominiums and leave it for commercial and hotels. And then comment or recommendation was just, why not, you know, just do it for all properties. So that is the request for this. Planning Commission voted 7-0 in favor of the proposal. If we go to the next slide. This is just to show you the language that's going to be removed and struck out. And next slide is just the clean version of it.
Thank you, sir. Any questions?
So this was part of a planning, Horizons 2020 planning. We did a comprehensive plan for out there, what we wanted back in 2004 and 2005. But the requirement to make property owners put a sidewalk and at the entrance of their property, to go from property or wherever it's at, it's just it's an oversight. And I voted for it. I apologize for doing that because I got into office. That was part of this comprehensive plan in the overlay district. So I'm good with taking it out because I don't like what I see now.
Okay.
Looking back.
So. Yes.
a different time. I mean,
it was. We had all of that development coming there and such, and it's backed up, and it's a lot of single family in there and such like that. So.
To continue this would essentially lead to 100 foot sidewalk, 100 foot nothing.
Nothing.
Another sidewalk, then nothing. And that, it's unattractive as it is now. I hope everybody will tear up what they got and let's make it look uniform and look nice. But I think this is a common sense approach that makes sense. If y'all agree with that. So, yeah. All right, then we'll open the floor. Anybody got comments? All right, we'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinances, a first reading. Move for unanimous consent. I'm sorry, first reading ordinance establishing annual salary for the mayor, chairman pro tem, and council members to be paid bi-weekly. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172. Move for unanimous. Kansas Cantina PUD reversion. We'll go ahead and move on that.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Silver?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Katz?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second. Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Katz?
Yes. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Coastal Cottages PUD.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Councilmember Sweet?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
I have a question related. Jamie,
yes,
if I'm going to abstain on the vote, do I abstain on the vote to move it forward?
Sorry.
We're moving this forward for a vote. If I'm going to abstain on the vote itself, do I have to abstain on this vote to move it forward?
Yes.
Okay, abstain.
Okay, yes. Is that good?
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion?
If he abstains, is that yes?
And
it does not count as unanimous, so it'll just move on to a second reading.
Okay. Unanimous consent, the vote in favor of the project requires all six votes, and with an abstention, that's five, that doesn't qualify for unanimous consent, so we'll have to wait another 2 weeks. But that is understood.
That's why I asked.
Yep. All right. We will adjourn the.
We have one more.
One more.
Number four, sidewalks.
All right. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Beach Overlay District Pedestrian Oriented Sidewalks.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Katz?
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Okay, we will adjourn and then go right to the committee of the whole. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. I call the committee of the whole to order February 18, 2024. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Katz?
Here. Consideration of the previous minutes, regular council meeting and committee of the whole, 2/4/25. We're there for review. We'll remove the U business under resolutions. I'll read them all. We'll come back to any questions. Resolution defining the proposed corporate limits of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama. Resolution amending the employees' pay plan job listing to accommodate approved 2025 budget. Resolution awarding the bid for Veterans Memorial. Resolution awarding the bid for two vehicles for community development. Resolution authorizing purchase of a track loader, Coastal Resources, $41,927.53. Resolution authorizing purchase of a compact tractor with attachments, sports plates, $50,670.84. Resolution authorizing student professional services agreement with Dr. Haley Healy, veterinary services at the Wildlife Center. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with McCullough Architecture, design services for renovation of existing building in Parks and Rec offices, $25,800. Resolution amending the wedding rental agreement with Coastal Arts Center to allow year-round weddings. Resolution amending the rental agreement and fee schedule for the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf. All right.
Where's this event from?
I believe she's local.
She is?
Yes.
Not heard of her.
It's a good name for a vet, Dr. Healy.
She's a natural.
So any questions?
No? I don't have any questions.
Okay, we'll open the floor before we close. Anybody got anything they'd like to say? Comments?
Hello, my name is Jamie Jenkins, and I am here on behalf of Prosper Apartments, located at 6874 Beach Express. I am the assistant property manager. This is Shawn Johnson. She is the property manager. Then also our maintenance supervisor, Paul Baum. So, of course, we're here to address the rezoning of the corporate limits and to talk about rezoning Prosper Apartments and the comments that were released this morning on the press.
Yeah, I tell you what, why don't you let me read this statement and it might save you some
okay.
effort. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. This is not my writing because I don't talk like this. Y'all take it. The OBA website posted an article this morning regarding the city's potential deannexation of lands north of the Intercoastal Waterway. The article quoted statements made by Craig Johnson regarding children residing at Prosper Apartments. I would like to clarify that Craig Johnson is not an employee nor a representative of the City of Orange Beach in any way, form, or fashion. Does not speak for the city. There were no identified sources to back up his claim. I'd like to clarify that in fact, the City Council met with the school board this morning and discussed the impact of residential growth north of the Intercoastal have on our school system. It appears that from a school system data that the school is at capacity, cannot sustain further growth, but can maintain the current student volume without sacrificing student-teacher ratios. Therefore, we intend to modify the annexation resolution to remove all residents of children currently enrolled in Orange Beach City School, including those at Prosper Apartment Complex. Once a Mako, always a Mako. So, deciphering that, Prosper is not included in the de-annexation. And it angers me that, first of all, it never was guaranteed or decided to keep it in. We had to start looking at north because there's a 2,500 acre tract that will be built in 1,700 homes. And then another 400. That is unsustainable for us. The 2,500 acres is 25 minutes away. There's no way Everland Parks is off residential at that number we could provide services or keep our head above the water. So that is something, however, looking at Prosper, we didn't know what the number of students were or how the school felt. Having met with the school board today, 49 students in our school system. That is not going to overtax us. They're already in the school system. Prosper also provides a fair price, affordable place for folks to live, as a stepping stone, hopefully, to move into our community at some point in time. But it serves a purpose, a very, very special purpose. So, for all those despicable individuals out there that try to paint us as anything other than just doing what's best for the city, I really am disgusted. But I'm sorry y'all had to deal with the grief of that. But that was decided this morning we were able to bring all of the information together, sort through the numbers, and make the decision. Okay?
That's good news.
I hope that helps you.
Yes, it is.
Would anybody like to add to that?
I would like to say something. And there's a misconstrued also out there that we have been approached by some of the property owners to annex into their property. And we were, but we turned those requests down. And for the record for you out there, it was the Holmes property and the Gavin property, okay? And also there was Mr. Richard Cox's property that we turned down, you know, because we just couldn't handle it with our infrastructure. So I just want to clarify for the record, that those three pieces of property were not annexed in to the city limits of Orange Beach that are north of the Intercoastal Canal. Thank you.
You have any questions?
You have 49 students that are in our school system, yes. And we are very, very proud of those being here. And for them to go from K-4 to 12 is an outstanding accomplishment. So we are thrilled.
Thank you. We have people that come to the property and that will ask, is it Orange Beach? And we have residents that are currently active in sports and academics at the schools. And when we saw this, it was kind of a gut punch to see this. And we had a couple of people actually send it to a screenshot and text at the office. And so it's a little bit slandering and disheartening to call us out like that and make us look like that we're a declining property when we don't. We have people that come to our property asking, are we zoned for Orange Beach? Because they want, and the closer they get to the beach, it does get more expensive. But that is, you know, it's a reasonable, and it's a nice community. We have a lot of people that say it's very homey, and it's not clear cut and everything. You have a nice place to stay. So I'm glad to hear that we're not going to be included in the annexation.
Me too. Because I live on the property. So I love Orange Beach and I love our property. So I'm very glad to hear that this is not going to happen for us. And I do appreciate all of your candor and letting us know exactly what is happening. And we'll handle it from our end with our residents.
Yeah, because sure. We did have a few that came in, and one is actually a school teacher, and she was like, so, and her children actually go to Orange Beach also.
Well, please, we generically said north of the canal.
Yes.
But we needed to gather the data, mm-hmm. the number of students, the cost. We really needed more information to decipher which way we wanted to go. Today, we had a joint meeting with the student board and was able to put all that in front of us in one place. And 49 students is not taxing in any way. As well as I said, it is an affordable place for folks to get started or wait till something comes up.
So and those 49 students are already in our system, and yes. We want them in our system.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Welcome.
Right. Absolutely. Let me say something else. So this is what hacked me off. They're good kids. that whoever wrote that crap, trying to depict them as our problem children,
yes.
And that is just BS. And, you know,
we know some of them personally. They're our residents. I mean, I know one of them is going to college on a full scholarship. That's graduating this year. Sister is still in high school there. I mean, it's very unnerving that's how rumors get started.
Yeah.
Somebody just opening their mouth and don't know what they're talking about.
Agreed.
We are sorry for that, and thank you for coming tonight.
Absolutely for that.
Can I get the second two names again?
Yes, my name is Sean Johnson, and I am the property manager at Prosper Orange Beach. So if you all ever need an apartment, send them my way. More than happy to help out.
Our kids moving out. And this is Paul Baum, Baum.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely.
We needed you.
Clarify that. Ma'am, I haven't read the article yet. Do you have copies of it?
Mm-hmm. I do. If you can have mine, as a matter of fact, if you all can have copies,
you can. I'm very.
We have a lot of notes.
You're very approachable.
Boom.
Also.
Appreciate
when I contacted OBA's website and talked to them, they researched it. they took the article down.
We already noticed that.
As soon as we seen it.
We were on it. Look.
They knew that.
We're like a cat on a mouse.
They messed up.
Like the comment with utilities, we're on Gulf Shores Water and we're on Gulf Shores Utilities comes by and checks our lift station. It's on property, so we're wondering why we got an Orange Beach water tank north.
As long as we get your taxes.
I got mine for the last 2013.
Gulf Shores is much more charitable than we are. Anybody else? Chris, you got anything to say, buddy?
Nothing to say, but just one question. I do appreciate what you just said and sort of undoing this relative to Prosper. I think you all know that I filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Prosper parent company today. And, you know, hopefully this was miscommunication and maybe I jumped the gun and I'd be the first one to apologize if I did something wrong. So, Mayor, councilors, if we jumped the gun and this was intended to be rolled back, I apologize to each one of you.
Well, first of all, let me say, you did intend, and your apology needs to be intentional, not just if I did. No, you offended the heck out of us.
Well,
you
I apologize for you offended, the offense.
You offended our community, you denigrated our reputation, you impugned our integrity, you embarrassed our children. For what reason would you do something like that, Chris?
Well, to stop the lawsuit, the resolution.
It was despicable.
Okay, well,
you're a despicable individual.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't know that you would have backed off unless we did what we did.
Oh, you're full of bull. You think I'm a run for you
from a lawsuit?
The resolution that was promulgated by this city on Friday included Prosper. What was that?
Yeah. When are you going to rip your shirt off and pull your cape out, Superman?
Aye.
No time soon. I have one question for the council.
Have y'all read this lawsuit that this guy filed?
I read it.
How despicable what he said about us.
That's why I wanted to clarify the three-piece
of crime. I can't even fathom somebody doing something like that to a community and be so wrong.
I'm proud to be part of this community, Mayor, but I think excluding people who are already part of this community that have spent their life savings, tons of money to develop land, to try to build a business, to rent apartments, to build an apartment complex, to maintain an apartment complex, I think that's hugely problematic. And that's why we filed this lawsuit, and that's why other people have retained me. So the question I have is, does the council, does the city intend to pursue this further with respect to, I'm not talking about the thousands of acres up in the Barber Marina area, but right on the Beach Express, there are a number of other parcels that have been permitted to some degree by the city that these folks have paid substantial property taxes, have invested a lot in these properties. Does the city intend to move forward with that de-annexation?
In what fantasy world do you think we would actually answer a question you're going to ask?
Well, I'm a city, I'm a citizen of Orange Beach. I figured that it was worth a shot.
They need to probably find somebody else is what they need to do. Really, they should. But I said, what you did to us and our community was despicable. And I hope it made you feel like a big man. Because it sickens me.
If I can interrupt, Chris, the council can't answer rightfully how they would vote. That resolution is up for a vote on March 11th. Well, they will vote on that then. They can't answer tonight how they'll vote on March 11th.
Fair enough. The resolution as it currently stands does include Prosper. So what can we expect in terms of a modification and timing?
Pursuant to the mayor's statement, that resolution will be amended to remove the Prosper property.
And only the Prosper
Please stop. I don't want this gentleman. Anything we continue to validate him
notice.
As
we
a human
need to
being,
the public
he is not.
That's what the resolution will be.
I just need to sit down before
I'm
not
a human being.
Okay. So, please.
Thank you all. And again, for the offense I've caused, but perhaps rushing this out, I do apologize.
Well, I hope you'll call the land app and the TV station that you called, and who else?
AL.com.
AL.com, and tell them how. Tell them how wrong you were.
From this evening.
Yeah, you let them tell them how wrong you were. Okay?
Well, I'm not going to say that because you only backed off this evening after we filed the lawsuit and you were made aware of it.
You are lying again.
How can I verify that, Counselor?
Hey, come on back to the microphone. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
You have an extremely high opinion of yourself, Chris.
I disagree, Mayor. I'm just here doing my job, just like you are, just like everybody else is.
No, denigrating an entire community.
I'm certainly not denigrating
the community. Saying they're racist? That's exactly what you did. And everybody in this room that lives here knows this man essentially insinuated the city of Orange Beach is a racist community, has no caring for poverty-stricken kids, which they're not. You need to read it. You probably ought to go back and reread it.
Oh, I have read it, Your Mayor. And that's nonsense that I'm calling the city that I'm proud to be part of any of those things. If anything, those comments were directed at you and your object of getting these folks out of the city.
Oh my God.
Well, if you have a problem with me, I wear that as a badge of honor. So you directed at me, but then you're man enough to call me out and not be the little weasel that you are. And then denigrate all these good people here, our school board, our teachers, our students.
It has nothing to do with the school board, the teachers, the students, any of those things, Mayor.
Yes, it does.
It had everything to do with you purposely including the Prosper Apartments on a resolution to kick them out of the city.
You? This is a joint. This is six votes here, sir.
You can clarify who else it was, but I think it... I'm pointing the finger at you. You are ultimately responsible. You're the boss at the top, correct?
Well, you do not want to push this any further. I'm telling you.
What kind of threat are you going to make?
So, Chris, you live in Orange Beach, and do you have children in our schools?
I do. They're excellent schools.
They are excellent schools, and that's because we work hard with our school board to make them that way. It is a great partnership, and we're going to continue to work with our school board and do what's best for this city school system. And whatever it takes to make it the best, that's what we're going to do. And we are at a point where we are going to have to look at everything every year when it comes to numbers. It's just because everyone wants to be in it now. You got your children in, so you understand.
I do, and I'm fortunate, and I think everybody else in the school system is fortunate, and I applaud all of you for all your efforts to make it a great school system, but as a citizen, let me say that I don't think kicking anyone out is a solution to make it better.
Are you going to pay more money to help us build more buildings?
I pay quite a bit in taxes, so I think I'm doing my part.
So you're an accountant as well as an attorney?
Certainly not an accountant, and I would defer to whoever is lending their expertise.
And that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. Based on revenues, projected costs, we're making a decision that keeps our head above water. I do not understand what part of that you do not understand.
Mr. Mayor, I believe that the city has an impact fee regime as well as the collection of ad valorem taxes to fund expansion of all kinds of public infrastructure, including the schools.
Impact fees do not go to our schools.
Yeah. How much money do we get from the state of Alabama for our school system?
I wrote it all
down. Oh, I know how much. I want to know what.
I have no idea.
Do you know what percentage of our budget of our school system comes from the state of Alabama?
No idea. Okay.
Do you know what percentage comes from the federal government?
No idea.
Do you know what every other school system in the state of Alabama gets from the federal government and the state? I'm fixing to tell you.
Okay.
55 to 65% of their budget comes from the state, the federal government. We get 4%.
From the Fed and 1%.
95% of this school is funded from taxes in this city. We're the only school system in the entire state of Alabama that does not get any foundation money nor any degree of federal money. Everything we do, we pay for. And we pay for it because we've worked our tails off for 15 years managing our expenses and doing a good job. And for you to come up here and act like you know better than us what is better down the road for our city and ours, what arrogance.
What arrogance for a citizen to petition under the First Amendment their elected representatives. What arrogance. I, like everyone else here, like everyone else in the city, has the right to express an opinion. And I certainly have the right to represent my clients
when they see something wrong being done. You may say, oh, we never meant that resolution to include Prosper. Well, it was on the map, Mayor.
You have the right, you're getting the right to express your opinion. I got the right to tell you you're full of crap. That's what I got.
You're right, you do.
But you did not have to denigrate us in the fashion that you did.
To clarify, I was not denigrating anything about the city.
I know it stopped a long time ago. But man, to essentially insinuate we're racist and we don't want low-income kids and to say all these kids at Prosper were our disciplinary problems and issues, that's you.
Mr. Mayor, none of that came from me, just to be clear. All those allegations in the complaint were not evidence that Chris Anderson or any lawyer produced. I'll leave it at that.
What does that mean?
Chris, I read that. I read it this afternoon, sir. We got it late this afternoon, 3:30, 4:15. I read it. Your name's on it. Or did somebody in your firm at the wharf?
I signed it as the attorney, but the evidence doesn't come from attorneys. We collect it from other people.
Exactly.
You have no evidence.
But you put your name on it.
Yeah. That's right.
Because you're the acting representative of this firm.
That's right.
Right? Your office is at the wharf.
Mm-hmm.
So where did it come from? Where is your firm? Where are your headquarters at?
I got it from witnesses that got it from other documents, recordings, other information.
So you did. You did orchestrate it.
Well, that's how lawyers advocate for their clients, yes. It was written by
but you
me.
You said you didn't have your name on it.
No, my name is on it. The information does not originally come from me. That's the point. Evidence doesn't come from the lawyer.
Evidence is fact-based. You have no facts to back up anything in your... Nothing.
No one you talked to that said that gave you all the information, they were just as bad as you are. They are lying. They do not know the system. They do not know the issues whatsoever. If you'd have come here and approached us and told us about it, we would have told you the same thing we found out today. They were never going to be de-annexed. It was never going to happen.
But the other property is going to be de-annexed, irrespective of investment that they made.
So why did you call the media outlets?
Because we thought it would be effective to get your attention, man.
I see.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to bully me? Come on, man.
I guess there's only room for one in the room. Is that right?
Chris. Let me ask you a question. The pieces of the parcels of property, the homes, Cobb, and the Gatlin family that you stated in the claim that we annexed in and approved it. Sir, we did not.
I heard that tonight, and assuming you're correct, then that's a mistake on my part.
You put your name on it.
He is correct.
I make mistakes.
I do too. I make mistakes too.
This was unproductive a long time ago, and I apologize, but I couldn't help myself. So, y'all forgive me. I really have a problem with anybody.
The right thing to do, though, is for you to do a retraction of everything and say, tell Landau and all the ones that you were gladly to get to jump on the boat with this thing, you tell them that you were wrong.
I will certainly evaluate whatever I was incorrect about.
That may take a while.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we can adjourn. Is there any other questions? I don't know how you follow that up.
Thank you for your attendance tonight.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are.